These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Bruno Fernandes is in line for a double your money pay rise at United at the end of the season. The Portuguese has been the best player in the last two campaigns for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side, but is way behind in the earnings charts. Fernandes is one of the lowest paid first team players at Old Trafford and is keen on a rise. It's expected his money will go up to around £200,000 a week flat rate, with extras on top of that for appearances, goals and trophies. Moving on, and United are showing clear signs of progress under Solskjaer, according to Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward, after the club's latest financial results were announced. United revealed their second quarter fiscal 2021 results on Thursday, with debt up 16% to £455.5 million following 12 months of the pandemic. United are second in the Premier League and are in a strong position to qualify for next season's Champions League, but trail leaders Manchester City, who they play on Sunday. They have also progressed into the quarterfinals of the FA Cup and reached the last 16 of the Europa League after exiting the Champions League at the group stage. Woodward says it has been an extraordinarily challenging 12 months for football and society as a whole, but is optimistic about the club's prospect going forward and has praised Solskjaer's job. Finally, the man who doesn't agree with that is former United winger Lee Sharp, who has claimed Solskjaer is a little bit out of his depth. The Red Devils remain second in the table, but have fallen 14 points behind Manchester City and have won just one of their last five in the top flight. United dropped two more points in a goalless draw at Crystal Palace on Wednesday, and Sharp has doubted whether Solskjaer will be able to take the club back to the top, adding that he's never seen him as the right man. That's all for now. We'll have more later.